www.bbc.co.uk.
Well, how do you like that?
It's Wednesday. It's 3 o'clock now. Live from London, Chris Moyles.
Market Ladder allowed to play Foreign as Cold as Ice. Does that mean we can play the original Mr. Mr. Broken Wings?
No.
Oh. What if we put a rap over it?
No.
Pink! Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave, Ben Lizzie and Will. The greatest radio team in the history of broadcasting.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Hello there. Afternoon, world. I'm Chris Moyles, Savior of Radio 1. Thanks to the boys. And here we are at 5:45. Almost 3 hours of pure bliss. It is bliss, isn't it?
Something like that.
Right, okay.
Rhymes with bliss.
Yeah. So it's me and Dave.
Hello.
And Lizzie.
Hiya.
But no Will today. He's off doing some top secret radio production thing.
For who?
Huh?
For who?
I don't know, it's top secret.
Oh, I see.
But he's in, I don't know, it's top secret.
Secret location, yeah. Probably.
So instead we've got a producer from the Saturday morning show, Mr. Richard. And Richard doesn't speak on the air.
He waves on the air.
Because he used to be a disc jockey, he heard some tapes back and thought, oh, God. So then he doesn't ever talk.
Kind of like a reformed alcoholic, almost.
He's a reformed DJ.
Yeah.
A holic. DJ holic?
No, I don't know.
So, what a night last night. What a lovely weather we had last night in London.
Beautiful.
Hailstones, thunder and lightning, rain. Beautiful end to a gorgeous day. And I was so tired after our sprint run yesterday. I was in bed by 9:30. 9:30. And then somebody rang me from the pub and I was like, oh, do you remember those days?
Someone rang me as well, saying, are you in the pub? And I was like, no, I'm at home, being good.
I haven't had a drink since Sunday night.
Neither have I.
But what I did was, because I thought I'd have a few days off, I stocked up Sunday.
You went daft Sunday, didn't you?
No, I didn't go daft. Well, that's the thing. I really enjoyed myself. Well, Dave and I got back from Cardiff, because we're there for the FA Cup final. We got off the train, and we got a cab home, and literally opened the door, threw the bags in, wandered round to the pub, in the pub for 4:30.
Mm.
And I left at 10:30. So it was a nice few drinks in the pub.
I left about 4:45 when the missus came round.
Because you're another thumb.
Yeah, I just get 2 pints in the way.
I said to our lass, I'm drinking in the pub. I will be back when I decide to be back. If you got a problem with that, tough.
No, you didn't. She wasn't there.
Well, that's
she
not
was 200 miles north.
Yeah, it's not the point, though. So I'm off the drink this week. Well, when I say this week, for as many days as I can. So I've done Monday, Tuesday. I'll be all right tonight, fingers crossed.
Mm.
But also, I haven't had any tea this week either. I haven't drunk any milk. And I haven't really had any bread either. And now, I love tea and toast in the morning. A nice big mug of tea. And good few slices of tea and toast. And I'm the happiest man in the world.
But what's the deal with this? Because Jane, who's our trainer, has told you to cut down on, what, all milk products?
Well, I don't understand, because nothing's good for you. It depends on what mood she's in. Food is either good for you or it's bad for you. So, you know, milk is bad.
But you have semi-skimmed.
Yeah?
It's good, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
That's what I have.
Not as good as skimmed, though, she would argue. And after my third day of training this week as well, I was training again, and she gave me a massage today. What are you laughing at?
What kind of massage?
Not one of them sort of massages.
On my back.
Did you like it?
It was all right. I don't normally like them, though. I'm not really into massages.
Did she use any oils?
Castrol GTX.
Cooking oil. It was crisp and dry, I think. It's good she tested it on a little napkin beforehand. It was fine. It was all right, you know what I mean? And then I had to do some training afterwards, so I was a bit knackered. So you haven't done this yet. You haven't done the ball thing and the weights thing, have you?
No.
Jane, who's our fitness trainer, she's really weird. She has this inflatable ball, which she brought into the show once. And the idea of the inflatable ball is you kind of lie on it, on your tummy, or you lie on it on your back, or whatever, or you put it, you rest your neck and your head on
it. It's huge, though, isn't it?
And you hold yourself up with your legs, so then you're doing your legs, and you do weights on it. It's all really bizarre. Mm. So she's got this little circuit, this little training program, right, that I do. And you stretch out and everything, you do all that, great. You do all your stretching exercise for 10 minutes, whatever. And then you sit on the ball and you kind of, you bounce, you're not really bouncing the ball, but... What are you laughing at?
I'm picturing you on this ball.
Right, so imagine the ball, okay? And I'm like this on it. And then you kind of go, you do like little star jumps, but you don't jump off the floor. So you kind of go like this.
It is very funny, Liz, believe me, I've seen it.
Like that. So you do that. And you do 10 of them. Then you go straight back down on the ball, and then you do weights. So you do like 10 reps of that, and then 5 reps of halfway up, 5 reps of halfway down, to another 10 reps, swap over your arm, and do it again. Then back on the ball, and then do 15 of these up and down things, right? Then you go back down, then you do some more weights, so you do all that again. Then you do 20 up and down the ball, then you do some different weights, then you do 25 up and down, then more weights, then 30, then more weights than 25, then more weights than 20, then more weights than 15, then more weights than 10. And that's that. Then you go on to other exercises. Now, that kills me. I'm ready. That's it. I'm ready for the pub after that. And then it's all, she makes you, the crunches, which I hate, which Lizzie really likes, and it's all sit-ups, and you've got to be moving your elbows, touching your knees and stuff. It's way, it's like tapping your head and rubbing your tummy at the same time. It's just too complicated. And it's now starting to get on my nerves again. But I enjoy it when it's finished. That's the thing. So after you do all that ball thing, then you've got to do silly exercises, you know, you stretch out, and then you've got to lie on your front, and you do stuff with the ball, then you do more weights, and then you've got to lie on your back, and then you put the ball between your... And she's got this new thing, whereas I lie on my back, and this big rubber ball, right, it's huge, right?
You know, like a big beach
like
ball.
Like King Dong's testicle, mm. Right? So what you do is you dig your heels into it, and you try and pull the ball towards you, right? So imagine lying on your back with your feet up, with your knees up.
You imagine that, Liz?
I'm starting to worry about her motivations
right,
here.
Right, OK. Yeah, well, I think she wants to see, you know,
yeah.
up the old shorts, you know what I mean? So you dig your heels in, and you pull the ball towards you while she tries to pull it away. Now, that's a fairly decent exercise because it's good. It's really good for your legs. However, if you do it on a wooden floor like I've got, often what happens is you're pulling one way, she's pulling the other. She's pulling you so hard, she starts pulling your entire body. And if, you know, as has happened once or twice, if you lose your grip, you boot her in the face. But then again, when that happens, exercise over. You're all right for another 10 minutes. I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. It's, it says on here, pronounced, it's spelled, right, his first name is Boris.
Yeah.
And then it's D-L-U-G-O-S-C-H.
Hang on.
D-L-U-G-O-S-C-H. And to help me along, the morons upstairs have gone, pronounced Boris, D-I-L-O-O-G-O-S-H. So...
D-I-L.
Dilugosh. Dilugosh.
Dilugosh.
So, well, I don't know.
It's Dilugosh. Boris Dilugosh.
Well, they spell it D-I-L-O-O-G-O-S-H. So that could be Dilugosh or Dilugosh.
It's Dilugosh.
So that doesn't help me at all. Now I'm even more confused than before I even looked at the helpful pronunciation guide. And Roisin Murphy, and it says, pronounce that, Roisin Murphy. So, I can get that right, that's not a problem. But I think she sounds like Annie Lennox on it. Anyway, Boris and Roisin and Never Enough. Thank you. I think Sir Richard's just been telling us that he's been doing teriyaki or something. Pterodactyl? Paliyaki? Beluga? Beluga?
What?
I can't remember what he was saying. It's some kind of exercise. I said, I didn't know you were exercising as well. He goes, yeah, it's all to do with the breathing.
Oh, pilots.
Pilots. Pilates.
Pilates.
Pilates. Oh. Pilates. Is that right? How does Lizzie even know about it? How does Lizzie know about Pilates? You've done it. Oh. She's done it, apparently. And it's all to do with breathing.
Is this a bit like yoga?
Well, no, I can breathe. Have you done it, Lizzie? Have you done Pilates or whatever it's called? Have you done that?
Yes.
And?
It was alright.
It was what? When have you done this before?
When I was a dancer.
She was a dancer. She was a lap dancer. You know what I mean? She's heavy breathing.
As Dave said, I was young and needed the money.
Yeah, all right. I don't want to know about that. But Jane teaches us really bizarre things, like how to sit up.
Yeah,
she's taught me how to sit up off the floor.
Because she makes us do, like, our shoulders last, doesn't she?
Yeah, well, no, that's when you...
Uncurl.
No, but she not taught you how to get up off the floor without using your hands.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know how to stand up and sit down. This is bizarre.
But you have
What?
You have to use all your muscles, you know, all your abs and everything.
For 27 years, I have got up and down out of chairs. You know, it's a doddle. It's a piece of cake. What's next? She's going to teach me how to get in and out of bed. Teach me how to open doors. Okay, this is how you open your eyes. Oh, wow, thanks very much.
Every little helps.
Can't believe that. Exercises in breathing. You breathe automatically, you moron. That's Richard up at his...
Pilates, and it teaches you how to breathe.
What's next? Teaching you how to stand up with your arms crossed. Anyway, emails come in from... somebody says, Chris, I can't believe Will's not on air today. The show won't be the same. Yeah, damn right.
Mm.
He rocks my world.
Really?
Could you say hi to him from Kev, the student nurse? I think he'll remember me.
Hello.
The hell is that meant to be?
Don't know.
Hey?
He's never told us about Kev, has he?
Well, how do you like that?
I don't know. So, Will, if you're listening in that top secret location, Kev, the student nurse, says hello.
Hi.
Right, let's move on. Last night, I had a night in watching TV. I watched Emma Demel. Then I watched EastEnders.
BAFTA award-winning Emma Dale.
Yeah,
no
then
less.
I watched Brookside. And then I watched a little bit of Holby City. And then I watched Bad Girls, which I've never seen before.
Mm.
Which I thought was all right. And then I watched a bit of the news and then sat through all the news waiting for police, camera, stop, action, crash, youth get away with it, whatever that's called.
Was that any good? Because I saw the trailer and I imagine they kind of blew the most exciting clip on the trailer.
There was some good stuff on there, actually. There was nothing better than watching people nicking cars and then crashing into a big bale of hay. It's fantastic entertainment.
I saw the one where the policeman is talking to the woman by the side of the road and then a car completely totals his car.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Really good. So I'm looking through the papers today and they have the top 10 TV shows weekending May the 6th. So the other week, right?
Mm.
And EastEnders tops it with 17.9 million viewers. And number two, Coronation Street, with 15.16 million viewers. Now, between number three and number 10, can you guess any of the TV shows? Because I'm actually quite surprised. What I think are shows that maybe I only watch, or a few people only watch, are in there, and vice versa, shows that I think everybody watches are not in the top 10.
Okay, so EastEnders 1, Curry 2.
EastEnders 1, Curry 2. So what other shows are in the top 10 most watched TV shows on terrestrial TV from the other week?
Emmerdale's got to be in there.
Emmerdale is in there at number 4.
Okay.
Think of big TV shows.
Blind Date.
You're through to...
Oh, no, hang on. That's meant to be... Thank you very much.
Family Fortunes.
No. What TV shows do you watch?
I don't watch much television.
What do you watch every Saturday night?
Match of the Day. Don't try this at home.
What's that TV show I watched last night set in Liverpool? Soap opera.
Brookside. Not in there?
No.
Not in top 10?
No. You'll be amazed. Seriously, you'll be amazed at some of the stuff that's in here. It's unbelievable.
Countdown.
Countdown. Yeah, and while you're on that, Wheel of Fortune's not in either. What TV show?
Holby City. You're slick on them buttons today, aren't you?
Oh, it's not. It's because somebody set them on the... Yeah, somebody's redone it. Yeah, Holby City is in there.
What number?
Holby City is number 6.
Okay.
So you've got number 1, number 2...
Number 4 and number 6.
So what else on TV in the top 10? I'm amazed at this.
I'm amazed Brookie's not in there, actually.
What is your last watch?
Bad Girls. Is it there?
Number 5. 8.5 million viewers it got. Okay, do you want to know what they are?
Yeah.
And number 10, The Bill.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And number 9, Stars in Their Eyes.
Yeah.
Number 8, they think it's all over. Just gets under 8 million viewers.
It's amazing.
Number 7, Perfect, which I always thought was a hit for Fairground Attraction, but I...
What is Perfect?
No idea. So what was number 3? Weekend in May the 6th got almost 10.2 million viewers.
Is it a one-off thing, or is it a...
It's a part of a series. It's on ITV. Name some shows on ITV that you reckon would get 10.2 million viewers. Today, if you could, it's only a short show.
I'm trying to think on ITV, actually.
You ready?
Yeah.
Airline. The third most watched show on TV the other week. I can't believe it. I thought I was the only one who watched Airline. I really did. Airline. There you go.
Caramba.
It's 11 o'clock, and Sarah's having some trouble with an irate passenger. I don't care! Shove your ticket up your ass and let me on the plane!
Radio 1 presents Travis Live.
A multi-million selling Brit Award-winning album with a classic collection of songs is not enough for the unstoppable Travis. Already there's another album and they're playing their first gig since last August.
Travis Live.
On Monday, May 28th, Lamac Live is at Leeds Town Hall with Travis.
Baby, you've been going so crazy.
The gig's already completely sold out, but the rumour is Radio 1's got a few tickets tucked away.
Travis Live.
Listen to Lamac Live, The Evening Session and Chris Moyles from this Monday, and you could be at Travis Live with Radio 1 on Monday, May 28th.
Travis Live on Radio 1 as part of BBC Music Live. One love, one live, Radio 1.
Boom, boom, boom. I like that, actually.
Right,
I'm starting to become a bit of a Basement Jacks fan. Oh, like,
yeah.
2 years after everybody else starts raving about them, I start going, yeah, that Basement Jack's not bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I respect
it. And I'm just so grateful that they finally brought out this track, because I'm so sick to the back teeth of playing Rendezvous and the other one as well. You think Basement Jacks have only made 2 records? Anyway, excellent records called Romeo.
Radio 1.
Jennifer Lopez and the brilliant Mark B and Blade single coming up after Carolyn Wood News. It's 3:30.
Jane Andrews is found guilty of murder.
Radio 1 News Me.
The Duchess of York's former assistant, Jane Andrews, has been jailed for life for murdering her boyfriend. The jury found her guilty of attacking Thomas Cressman with a cricket bat and then stabbing him at their London flat last September after he said he wouldn't marry her. She'd claimed she'd acted in self-defence. Lucinda Ellery Sharp is Jane Andrews' best friend.
I think she may have felt so let down that she snapped. Then she may have gone into some sort of blinding rage and been completely unaware of what she was doing, and then it all happened.
A foot and mouth expert says thousands of healthy animals could have been slaughtered needlessly because it might not spread as easily as commonly thought. Livestock on farms near infected areas have been culled, but Dr. Alex Donaldson says the risk from the disease has been overestimated. Anthony Gibson from the National Farmers Union in Devon is horrified.
Those cattle that have been slaughtered in their thousands were never at risk of picking up the disease. This has been one of the most bloody, tragic and disgraceful misjudgments ever committed in the name of science.
The shipbuilder Camel Laird is cutting another 248 jobs over the next 2 weeks. It's hoped a buyer can be found for the yards in Birkenhead and Tyneside. A woman who spent 15 years searching for her children after they were abducted by her ex-husband has finally found them. Jack Morgan from Ely in Cardiff last saw the 3 children just before they were snatched and taken to the Yemen. Liverpool take on Spanish side Alaves in Dortmund tonight in the UEFA Cup final. They've already won the FA Cup and the Worthington Cup. Newsbeat's Matt Williams is in Dortmund's main square.
17,000 Liverpool fans have made their way here, many without tickets, although around 5,000 did go on sale earlier today. For the moment, they've joined up with Alaves fans here in the square for a drink and a free rock concert. The rain's pouring down, but the Reds are pretty confident of completing a cup treble tonight to bring the first European trophy in 17 years back to Merseyside.
Radio 1 Newsmeet, more at 4:30.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you.
You're great.
Over to Matt.
Hello, Matt.
Hi, mate.
So you really are... So after the lovely day that you had going to see Leeds in the glorious sunshine,
Yeah.
You're now in the peeing rain watching some awful foreign rock concert.
Watching Leeds in the sunshine.
What's actually happened is you've got like these really old blokes going up and doing karaoke, and I've heard like 17 you'll never walk alone so far. And we've got 3 hours to go. It's great, isn't it?
It was. He was in the sun when he was reporting for us last time. He was in the square. It was really sunny. Am I right?
Sorry, though, to my Saturday.
No, you div. Clean your ears out, clothhead. So anyway, Matt, sorry, back to the... I know what I'm talking about. Dave knows nothing about football.
Obviously, yeah.
So, I did very well last time I spoke to you about the Leeds game. I've got all info.
Yeah.
I've got all my info already. Liverpool play Asbestos tonight, is that right?
That's quite right, yeah. Asbestos, CD, they play tonight in the... we start off again with the status quo.
So, are there any famous bands playing in the square where you are?
I understand the mighty Christa Berg will be coming in shortly.
Respect.
Big fan of Mr. De Berg.
Well, of course, they're always singing his songs. You know, his songs are just football anthems, aren't they?
They are. Everyone knows Lady in Red.
Playing in Red! that's if they are playing in red.
Yeah, and, that's it, yeah.
Right. So, it's horrible rain. Is the atmosphere all right? Is it exciting?
The atmosphere's great, yeah. You've got about... I'm looking out now on... we must be at least 2,000 or 3,000 Liverpool fans. There's loads of Alaves fans here as well. But there's just loads of beer tents. So, basically, these lads have been here most of the day. And they're going to be going up to the stadium, as I say, in about 2 or 3 hours for the game itself. I've been up at the stadium and have been down here. But, yeah, it's really good atmosphere. And I've been talking to a few of them as well. And they reckon they're going to have no trouble tonight.
And it's the first time in how many years, did he say?
Well, it's the first time they've been in a European final since 85. They won it in 84. They lost in 85. So this could be the first time they've been back a European trophy in about 17 years.
All right, well, good luck to Liverpool then.
Absolutely, mate.
And listen, Matt, obviously, because is the rain very heavy there?
It's actually just stopped raining now. When you came to me, it stopped raining.
Okay, well, just bear in mind that, Matt, when you walk through a storm...
Well, I really should be holding my head up high.
And don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid of the dark.
Exactly right, that's what I'm saying. That's enough. I've still, to this day, never understood why they sing You Never Walk Alone. Because it doesn't make any sense. It's basically, as far as I was know the song, it's about walking home from town on a Saturday night out. You know, during the rain.
And it's raining, but it's dark, but hey, don't be afraid.
And hold your head up high, because, you know, if you don't look where you're going, you might walk into a lamppost.
Quite right.
All right. All right, well, good luck to Liverpool against Asbestos tonight, and Matt, thank you for the informative report.
Absolutely.
Bye!
Bye!
Matt B and Blade. Excellent song, You Don't See the Signs, from their brilliant album, which I was listening to only again the other day.
Good.
And I met them when they came in to see Pneumonia the other day. I met Mark B or Blade, I'm not sure which one it was.
Was he nice?
Yeah, nice guy. And they'll be playing Radio 1's Jam in the Park on June 17th at Finsbury Park, also with Destiny's Child.
Wow.
You see Destiny's Child and Mark B and Blade getting on like a house on fire. And before that, Jennifer Lopez and Play. Oh. Just need to check I can read that out with our producer. Hang on a second. Oh, it's very subtle.
Is that a no, Rich?
Okay, he says no.
Can't we compromise on a maybe?
To do with why is Will not on the show today? And Steve-O sent us an email, which Richard won't let us read out. You should call him Will Kinder Surprise. Why? By the sounds of Kev's nurse, he may have got... Right, okay. But other conspiracy theories have been coming in from Dan in Orlando. Can you wish me luck? I have my computer networking exam today.
Good luck.
Good luck.
There you go. Are you sure that Will is on a secret radio thing and not sorting out the guy from Dave's video shop? From Ginny. I was wondering where Will has gone. Are you sure that he hasn't gone on a date with Carlo? It sounds weird that he would disappear for the afternoon after yesterday's conversation with him. There you go.
Suddenly it all makes sense.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Did he send that tape off?
To
Carlo.
I've left it on Dave's
desk. I've got it.
What are you going to do with it?
I was going to drop it in.
The whole thing?
No, just a bit.
Leave it outside the door in the newspaper.
Yeah, I should do that. That's what you should do.
I'll do that tomorrow. I go in before he opens and leave it wrapped up with his papers.
Yeah. together with some chocolates.
I'm not sending him chocolates.
Why not?
Because I don't do that. Why I don't even give my girlfriend chocolates, never mind the fella from my video show.
What about that pink teddy bear that sings Happy Birthday?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Why?
Well, because...
You've got plans for that, Teddy, haven't you?
Well, I did have plans, yeah. But no, he'll get the wrong idea, you know.
You can't give it to your girlfriend because it's been on your desk for the last couple of weeks and she's seen it.
He'll get the wrong idea in the same way that I got the wrong idea when I was given it to...
All right, hang on a second. You were given this pink teddy bear that sings Happy Birthday by a male listener of the show.
Yes.
And you haven't thrown this away yet because it's still sitting on your desk.
Correct.
So you obviously have plans for it, right?
Well, I was going to give it to my girlfriend for her birthday, but you've kind of blown that now.
But I've blown it already because it's already been sitting on your desk for a week. She's seen it already.
I know.
So, but you still haven't thrown it away.
Well, I mean, it can go now. What are you looking at me funny
because
for?
I just think that you've got plans for it. You're going to give it to somebody else. You're going to give that to somebody and pretend that you went out and bought it. And you're going to give it to somebody as a present on their birthday.
No.
When's your mum's birthday?
What's the point? 10 days.
Oh, see? You're unbelievable. What about your sister's?
She's gone. She was March.
There it is. Here's the little teddy bear. What? See, I think you're strangely attracted to the bear, aren't you?
I think it's a kind of evil bear. It's kind of like Satan's toy.
Happy birthday to you. Oh, here we go. Happy I find it very distressing, I must admit.
It is disturbing.
Pass
isn't
it to me a second. Because you know we were trying to destroy it on the air the other day.
Yeah.
If you're not going to give it to your girlfriend, you may as well destroy it, right?
Right.
And we were setting it off to Pig singing Happy Birthday whilst throwing him at the wall. And as we proved the other day, it doesn't kill it.
Indestructible
bear. The bear won't die. So we need to come up with ways to destroy the bear. Oh, sorry, I've set it off again. Sorry. In for a penny. You ready?
Yeah.
Right. Pick a part of the studio for me to throw this at.
That corner there.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. See?
It's still going!
Now, the other day you jumped on it, didn't you?
Yeah. Happy birthday! Can you do that?
Try it again, yeah.
Okay.
Dead.
I've killed it. I've killed the bear.
Come here. Try pressing his toe.
Happy birthday! Oh, no!
Possessed.
I thought I'd done it. Sorry. So fresh and so clean. Outcast at Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. Good afternoon. It's 24. This is Comedy Dave.
Good afternoon.
And Liz is around somewhere. There you go. And again, Lizzie.
Hiya.
There you go. And again, Lizzie.
Hello.
I just know that she keeps having to stretch for that button. Isn't that right, Lizzie?
Yes, yes.
So there's like a little satellite delay. Isn't that right, Lizzie?
Yes.
There you go. I'm going to try and sort this singing Happy Birthday thing out for you, right?
Okay.
Because it won't stop.
Mm.
It won't stop moving to the funky, funky beat. Like S Club 7 Bear.
Kind of, yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set it off. Happy right. Happy birthday. I'm going to peel the back open and I'm going to try to operate on him. Right?
Okay.
See what I can see, all right? Okay. Well, I can see the battery in there, right? I might be able to take this out.
It's on...
What?
Disconnect the battery.
It's on a string, Dave.
Well, just cut the string.
But then that'll kill it. Do you really want to kill the bear?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
And there's another thing inside, but I can't reach that. But I've got one... I've got the battery here, but I don't have the speaker. Because I'm thinking if we can get into it, we might be able to change the song. You know what I mean? To something else.
Like what?
I don't know.
Merry Christmas?
Yeah, or Mark Being Blade or something like that. Hang on. I think I've done it.
Happy birthday.
Oh, Jesus.
Happy birthday.
Don't worry, you ready?
Happy birthday.
That's not helping.
I found the on-off switch.
Yeah.
You want to leave it off?
Well, that'd be a start.
Okay, right. I'll just put him back up, stitch him back up, hang on. Scalpel.
Here.
Forceps.
Check.
Triceps.
Check.
Biceps.
Check.
Forceps again.
Check.
Okay. There you go. Oh, Jesus.
He's a clever boy.
This weekend,
he's a big kid.
Britain's Olympic boxing champion starts his new job.
Audley Harrison has won! He's done it!
And a new mission.
The heavyweight champion of the world by the time I'm 34.
At Wembley Arena.
Proud of my big brother, Audley. Being world champion will make me even prouder.
He's a thinker. His left hand is his power.
He's got the fastest jab after Muhammad Ali.
Audley Harrison turns professional. Saturday night on BBC One at 9:09 and 6:93 a.m. 5 Live.
Tune in, check it out.
Boxing then. Saturday night, you up for that? A bit of boxing? Because you want to watch Match of the Day, but if it's something on BBC, then...
That's the last Match of the Day ever, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's obviously going to be on after the boxing.
Maybe.
You up for watching
Maybe,
Audley? Or as his brother sounds like saying, Audrey. Good luck, Audley Harrison, in your easy fight Saturday. And the newspapers today. Catherine Zeta-Jones has spent £4,000 on stuff on her face, but it doesn't seem to make any difference whatsoever. I like that. M&M has stripped for a pastry special with just a stick of dynamite to hide his thingamajig. And by the look of it, he could have used a strip of licorice.
It's an old photo, that, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, yeah, because he hasn't got all the tattoos.
Roland Rat is going to replace Donna Eyre on Channel 4's The Big Breakfast.
Best what?
So just as hairy, but even funnier. Mm. And Posh Spice's sister has opened up a clothes shop selling her own designer labels. Nice. I'll be rushing there.
Mm.
Now, let's think about this. If Jennifer Lopez opened up a clothes shop to sell her own designer labels, would you call it J-Cloth?
Start the car.
Hi, it's a breakfast show on Mercury FM. Good morning. Coldplay in Yellow at Radio 1. Missy Elliott before that. And Get Your Freak On. You got your freak on?
Yeah.
Lizzie, have you got your freak on, love?
I'm freaking.
All right, lovely. I haven't got my freak on. It's in the wash.
That's fair enough.
But as soon as it's at the dry cleaners.
You've only got one freak, you know.
Well, yeah.
Has to be washed once a week.
Well, it's not once a week. I'm not kind of, you know, health, clean freak or something. Or a health freak. A drink freak.
Mm.
God, I haven't had a drink since Sunday. I'm starting to get the shakes. It's not good. It's bad for my reputation. Although Lizzie was saying earlier that I've got athlete's legs.
Condition was athlete's foot, which is a fungal condition.
Lizzie thinks I've got very sexy legs. Isn't that right, Lizzie?
No, you do. They're looking very good.
And you're impressed by, what was it, the lines of the what?
You've got lines down the side of your leg and you've got a big muscle at the back.
So there you go. Hey, Lizzie.
Yeah, Chris.
I've also got a big muscle at the front as well. producer Will Greyhead's not here today, which is just as well because we've been sent yet more tapes of Will on the radio in the early days. So let's find out what's happening with the sport, and I hope you can read word for word.
Sports update.
It's 25-7, I'm Will Kinder. We begin with cricket. Rain has stopped play in the first Cornhill Insurance Test match at Headingley, and perhaps that's the best for England. In their second innings, they were 143 for 6.
Whoops.
Reminder of the scores, England in their first innings scored 198, and in reply, the West Indies made 173. And I'm just being told that second innings score, 143 for 6, is now a close of play score.
Right.
As far as we are aware, the rain has made the match being called off.
Yeah.
Try that again. The rain for today has made the taken the...
Yep.
I'll forget that, bitch. Let's go on to something else.
There you go. He's great, isn't he? A round of applause. It's just his knowledge of sport, as we all know, is really... you know the phrase second to none?
Yes.
Take away the second to bit. His knowledge of sport is...
None.
He has no knowledge of sport whatsoever. So obviously you can understand why he's struggling. He doesn't know what he's saying.
But that second inning score, 143 for 6, is now a close of play score.
Right.
As far as we are aware, the rain has made the match being called off.
Right.
Try that again.
Yeah.
The rain for today has made the...
Go on.
Taken the...
Take
I'll forget that, bitch. Let's go on to something else.
The rain has made the match be called off.
Yeah, the rain has taken the
match off.
Players back to the coach, is that what it is?
Being told that second inning score, 143-6, is now a close of play score.
Yep.
As far as we are aware, the rain has made the match been called off.
There you go. It's knowledge.
The rain has made the match be called off.
His grasp of the English language is amazing, isn't it?
Oh, no, try that again. The rain for today has made the...
has made the what?
Oh, no, try that again. The rain for today has made the... taken the...
taken the players off the pitch?
I'll forget that, bitch. Let's go on to something else.
Nah, I think it would be a right idea.
I'll forget that, bitch. Let's go on to something else.
Okay, yeah. Quick.
Yeah. I'll forget that, bitch. Let's go on to something else.
All right, leave it now, Will. Greyhead with a sport. Got more clips to play later.
All the way through the show.
I'll forget that, bitch. Let's go on to something else.
It's the Blue and All Rise. All Rise. Once again, people have been having a go at Jerry Halliwell.
Outrageous.
Newspapers really make me laugh. They have a go at Sporty Spice for being fat. They have a go at Jerry Halliwell for being thin. So what's the agenda then? What is the right way? I don't understand it. Jerry has been last night warned to stop having vitamin injections or risk serious health problems. Now, I love goofing on Jerry Halliwell because as far as I'm concerned, she deserves it. She gives us so much ammunition every time she opens her gob. There is no... The wire between her brain and her mouth got damaged years ago. And there is no connection between what she's going to say and her opening her mouth. I.e., she seems to open a gob 20 seconds before her brain knows what she's going to say. However, I will defend her because it's like she's lost loads of weight. She looks great. Leave her alone. She doesn't look ill, she doesn't look, as if, and she seems happy. Well, leave her alone, then.
But what they're having a go at is the way in which she's doing it.
It's none of their business. Absolutely none of their business.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is.
Why?
Because she is actually advocating this course of treatment, which is potentially dangerous.
She said?
Hey?
What she said about it?
She has said that she had injections of vitamins into her bloodstream.
Right.
Right, now she's a role model to a lot of young girls.
Well, then young girls shouldn't be so stupid.
Well, that argument doesn't work.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't.
Health experts warn that pumping vitamins into the bloodstream was an extreme and dangerous fad. Catherine Collins, chief nutritionist, I'm gonna get that right, at St. George's Hospital in London, said, for a perfectly healthy person to be using intravenous vitamins is both bizarre and irrational. And then somebody else has said, overdosing on non-soluble vitamins by injecting them is easy to do and is a real concern. It can cause cramps, nosebleeds, nausea, blurred vision, irritability, dry skin, liver disease, weight loss, kidney stones, and permanent kidney damage. She doesn't seem to have any of those symptoms. It's kind of it's like they're listening to them until she goes, oh, yeah, got that. Then they go, ah, got you. In the most extreme cases, it can lead to death. So can most things. Eat enough chicken, you'll explode. Last night, Jerry's spokesman insisted she's having the injections under the supervision of a doctor. So it's not illegal. She's having them done by a doctor. What's the problem? Leave her alone. I just think it's stupid. That's, you know, I don't... Leave her alone. She's injecting vitamins. Do you know what I mean? And a lot of the people in the media are certainly injecting a lot worse than that into their own bodies. She's only injecting vitamins. Can you inject alcohol into your blood system?
I wouldn't advise it.
No, I wouldn't do it, obviously. I'm just curious. Chaffa cakes? Could you do that?
You'd have to scrunch it.
What about chocolate? Could you inject chocolate?
You'd have to scrunch it up again, you know, so it's really small.
Really?
Yeah. You can't, like, put a whole Jaffa cake under your skin, can you?
Well, I've seen the Nutty Professor, right? And they can do wonders in that place.
That's not based on any true scientific evidence.
No. What it is, it's true. Because you can take out a gene... Right, the Buddy Love gene.
Yeah.
And then if you mix it with the hair of a dog, then Buddy Love transforms again, but acts like a dog. And he can smell stuff.
I've not seen this film, so I'm not really familiar with your...
Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps.
No, I've not seen that either.
Have you not seen Lizzie?
No.
Well, what is... You know Buddy Love?
No.
You know Professor Clump, Herman Clump?
No.
Have you not ever seen The Clumps?
No.
Right. Dave?
No.
Never
ever seen The Clumps.
It's a great piece of modern cinema. Richard, have you seen the no?
Just is this in your collection along with Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob?
Uncle Bob?
Buck, rather. And Stop or My Mum Will Shoot.
I don't have Stop or My Mum Will Shoot. No. I have Uncle Buck on video, and now I have it on DVD, which I'm very pleased about. I have Nutty Professor, and now Nutty Professor 2.
On DVD?
I've got Nutty Professor 2 on DVD, yes. Well, I'm very proud of that. I think it's quite good. I have some fantastic videos in my collection. I have both the Bill and Ted movies, which I'm very pleased about. And I have a collection of great films. You name a great classic film, I will have it at home somewhere. Go on, name one.
Free Willy 2.
No, don't be so ridiculous. I'm talking about great movies.
Cool Runnings.
No, I don't have that either.
I bet you do.
John Candy's last film. St. Elmo's Fire, do you know what I mean?
The Goonies.
It's one of my favourite films. These are all great. Short Circuit 2, brilliant. The script is just superb. Should have won an Oscar.
For Short Circuit 2.
Yeah, but Short Circuit 1 wasn't as good, was it? Short Circuit 2 was a lot better. You know, you've got to understand these
films. Short Circuit 2 was with this ridiculous robot.
It was in Short Circuit 1 as well. Speed 2, with Sandra Bullock and that other fellow, because Keanu Reeves wouldn't do it. What a mistake to make that was. It's a great film. And I'm looking forward to all the other sequels that are coming out. Basic Instinct 2 is coming out. Indiana Jones 4 is coming out. The sequels are coming. I can't wait. I'm so excited. Power Rangers 2 and Pokemon 2 as well. Oh, yes. Get the extras on the DVD on that one.
Something curious about this broadcast.
I've never been on my own in studio before. We're going to whittle you down and then bring you up to a crashing climax. Lots of advice, issues, lipstick, dirty boys, dirty ladies. Don't stick them out at me, young lady. I'm not impressed. Oh, dear, my Valentine's message, hell. I've got to give a shout-out to Monkey Boy in Chester because Goldfish Girl says that she loves him more than all the spider poo in the world. Freaky little sexy Harry Potter, Mr. Lover. Right, all right, leave it. I love you.
Check it out.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
With Sarah Cox.
Radio 1.
Dr. Dre and Snoop Doggy Dog. The next episode. The thing that's really made me laugh in the newspapers is this guy called John Miller, who's a father, and he won on the lottery, which is nice.
Right.
Yeah. £5.4 million.
Lucky man.
And it's a nice little story. Do you want to know about this?
Yes, please.
All right. He's 28 years old, and he went to his local takeaway. When he got home, he realised that the woman had served him and given him £2 more in change than he should have had.
Right.
So he didn't want to get her into trouble. So he went back and he returned the money. Right?
Yeah.
£2 cash extra.
Yeah.
So he goes back and gives it to her. And she said she couldn't believe he'd been so honest. And then he wins the lottery. Right?
Mm.
And then his wife, Karen, gives birth to two twin girls. And they've been trying for a baby for 2 years.
It's a lovely story.
Isn't that a lovely story?
Lovely.
I like that. I think that's nice. Mm. The only problem was that, you know, they always do that cheesy photograph of them with a huge check.
Yeah.
National lottery check. They've got a picture of it there, and there it is. Big smile on their faces, John and Karen celebrating. It says, pay John Miller sum of £5,400,505. Date, 9th of April, 2000. Hey? And they completely put the wrong year on the cheque. So there he is pictured right there in the paper. Have a look at this, page 13 of the Star. And there he is with his big cheque dated April last year.
That'd still be valid.
What?
Still be valid. What?
No. Well, those cheques aren't real anyway, though, are you, divvy?
What, the big ones?
Yeah.
Do they not work?
No, they're just for show.
Okay.
You don't take them and see your local bank. How would you get them under the grill?
That's a good point, actually.
You know what I mean?
See, I've never had one of those big checks, so I've never tried that.
Would you like one?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there'll be a company listening that makes them.
I like one, a really big one, made out for £5.4 million.
Is that what you'd like?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So, what, pay Comedy to Dave? Comedy to Dave? Line them up, Barman. Hello, line them up.
That's just my stage name. Pay my real name.
Do you want to say what your real name is?
Dave Vitti. £5.4 million, please. Thank you.
So if anybody has any of those big checks that you'd like to send one around to radio on this afternoon...
That's V-I-T-T-Y.
Pay Dave Vitti how much?
£5.4 million. No, I mean, whatever. I'm not being greedy or anything. Whatever you want. Whatever you want to pay me.
I mean, how much... can you be greedy when it comes to a fake check?
No, whatever you want. Put it on there.
Lizzie, would you like one?
Yeah, but I am going to be greedy.
How much would you like?
£10 million.
£10 million, all right. Well, see, Lizzie, are you happy with a girl getting more money than you, Dave?
No, I think that's scandalous. If she's getting 10, yeah. I reckon I'm worth £15 million.
All right, so pay Dave Vitti £15 million. Yeah. Lizzie?
I don't price yourself out of the market, love.
So what are you going for, Lizzie? What are you going to say?
I'm going to go for £45 million.
Now, you don't think that's a bit of a leap, do you? You don't think that's too much, too greedy?
It's deserved.
£45 million. All right. Any advance on £45 million, Dave?
I think it's getting a bit ridiculous. I think we should be happy with whatever they give us.
Okay, all right then. You want to stay at £45 million?
Absolutely.
All right, £45 million. Going once, going twice.
£50 million.
£50 million with Dave. £50 million, Dave. Missy.
£175 million.
All right, Lizzie Buckingham, £175 million. It's going to stand at £175 million, Dave. What are you going to go?
£500 million.
£500 million, Cody Dave.
Rebuild the Everton squad.
500 million?
Yeah. That's what we need.
Is that enough?
Halfway there, yeah.
Yeah, I think you can be right. 500 million. Eddie Grant and Electric Avenue, 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1. Yeah, yeah. Come on, get with the beat. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, move your feet. My rapping's crap.
Radio 1.
Says you. Greedy guts, 500 million. Wanted to... Yeah, for 500 million, you could buy all the Everton players and still get change of 4.9 million.
It's a good cause.
Yeah. Right, Travis and Piper coming up. Here's Carolyn Alistair with News and Sport. It's 4.30.
Jane Andrews is jailed for life for murder.
In sport, Liverpool hope for historic hat-trick.
Radio 1 News Mainsby.
The Duchess of York's former assistant, Jane Andrews, has been found guilty of murdering her boyfriend, Thomas Cressman.
The indicated. I thank the jury for reaching the only possible decision in my view. The evidence in this case was overwhelming, despite the fact that Jane Andrews tried to sully the good character of the man she murdered throughout this trial.
Another 248 jobs are going at Camel Edge Shipyard in Birkenhead on Tyneside over the next 2 weeks. Orders are still shrinking and it's hoped a buyer will soon come forward. Tony Blair's launched Labour's manifesto for the general election. The party's promising no rise in direct taxes, 20,000 more nurses and 10,000 more doctors. But that was all overshadowed by one woman taking on the PM as he visited the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Edgbaston. Sharon Storer laid into the PM over the treatment given to her partner Keith Shedwick, who's a cancer patient.
They're understaffed. They've got terrible facilities, the toilets are appalling, nurses and staff are doing their best, and you're just not giving them the money to make the facilities better for them. You're not.
Patsy Palmer's launched a campaign warning teenage girls with epilepsy that some commonly prescribed drugs can cause reproductive problems. The British Epilepsy Association wants girls to talk to their doctors early so they can get the best treatment. Five cross-channel ferries are stuck in French ports because of a strike by Brittany Ferries workers. Passengers and trucks are stranded at Wistrom, Cherbourg and Roscoff. A parrot called Sky has called the police to his home in Greater Manchester after his owner was locked out. It's thought Sky knocked the phone off the hook and pecked out 999. Superintendent Martin Hardin.
They listened to it and all they could hear was a series of taps. No voice, just a series of taps on the telephone. It might have indicated that a member of the public was in trouble and they could only tap on the phone, so we responded to it.
Liverpool will try and make it an unprecedented cup treble in Dortmund tonight when they take on Alaves in the UEFA Cup final. The FA and Worthington Cups are already safely in the cabinet, but this is the one manager Gerard Houllier wants most.
Europe means more. That's probably thanks to the European success that Liverpool has such an impact over the world. I think this is huge. This is important because it could mean the beginning of a new era for us.
Coverage of the big game on Radio 5 Live tonight. You can also watch it on BBC One. Yorkshire's Ryan Sidebottom could make his test debut when England face Pakistan at Lord's tomorrow. He'll replace Craig White if his bad back persists, but skipper Nasser Hussain wants to give White as long as possible.
Me as captain would love to have him in the side, but we've also got to look after him and make sure that he's fit. We'll give him the extra day and see how he is, but he's a fine cricketer and we're a stronger side with him in it.
And there's ball by ball coverage coverage of that first test on Radio 4 Longwave tomorrow. I'm Alistair Bruce Ball.
There you go. All the 16 to 24-year-olds will be tuning in for that, won't they? Radio 4 Longwave? Give me a break. Are you joking?
That's where it is, Chris.
Yeah, because, of course, you know, on these high-powered CD players you buy these days, Longwave is always the first thing you tune into.
Pretty much.
Who told you to say that?
Edicts from on high. You know, I just follow the rules, Chris.
Time to go and screw
yourself. Who is Edicts, anyway?
Yeah.
Edicts.
Edicts, eat my ass, mate. Whatever that means, I have no idea. But a very beautifully read bulletin there, Alistair. That was your... Was that your first for Radio 1 or your first for us?
First for Radio 1, actually. Yeah, heart thumping a bit there, but got away with it.
Any advice, Dave?
You know, you're really too tense. You need to... Calm the f*** down!
You sounded good.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. Are you going to do the weather, Carolyn, or we're just going to keep ad-libbing until you get your script? She's unbelievable, isn't she?
The weather. Heavy showers.
No. You can't just go into it like that.
Jingle, jingle music. Go! The weather, heavy showers moving across England and Wales overnight, breezy in Scotland and Northern Ireland, and tomorrow a mixture of sunny spells and showers, including hail and thunder. We'll update the news and the sport at 5.
Alistair, you did a very good job.
It's very kind.
Carolyn, as an old-timer in this industry, you've been at Radio 1 now since 64. How do you think that Alistair did?
I think he was brilliant.
Yeah?
Yeah, very, very good.
Cute-looking guy as well, would you say?
Very cute.
Yeah? Will you have a little dabble there?
No.
Alistair, what Carolyn does, she likes to get all the new ones aside and go, let me help you with your script.
New blood.
Right.
And she leans over, right, and she starts writing a new script, so, you know, that heavy cleavage is in your face.
I'll watch out for that.
Oh, mate, you can't miss it. Seriously. Poke your eyes out. I think you did it. Where are you from, Alistair?
Cambridge originally.
Ooh.
Mm.
How old are you?
27.
No, it's just a young baby.
Same as us,
like
yeah.
Us, yeah?
Mm. A pup.
A pup?
Mm.
He's back to Carolyn leaning over again, isn't he? I apologise. Okay, and you're liking it so far? The BBC treating you well?
Yes, very well. Yeah, very well indeed.
That'll all stop, obviously.
Oh, yeah, no, I expect that. But
that's straight out of the window, mate.
First week's been okay.
Okay, all right. Well, any people that have been looking after you or taking you under their wing?
No, not particularly.
No, just... well, that's sport for you, a bunch of lousy gets that they are. Seriously, they won't give a door a bang, Alistair. You try and keep them with the Radio 1 news people. They're really nice.
I'll do my best.
They'll look after you.
Okay.
They're a nice crowd.
Good.
All right.
That's what I've noticed so far.
All right. I like the way he keeps his sport voice on, even in the ad-lib bits. That's what I've heard so far, Chris. All right, thanks a lot.
That's my real voice, Chris.
I'm from Cambridge originally, and I'm 27. I'm just a pup. That's it. There's more at 5.
I like it.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Bye, Alistair.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Jingle, jingle music, go!
What's he saying, Lizzie?
How you like my skill?
Come on!
So he's not. Because like we thought he was saying Iron Appa.
No, we don't speak jive.
Yeah. I think that record is great. I'll go straight to number one. That. I've no idea what he's saying. Hardcore, you know the score. What score? Why do they say that? Hardcore, you know the score.
Don't know.
The way I say it, because it rhymes.
What, with core?
Yeah. Score, core. Hardcore, you know the score. No, I don't. What is the score?
Open the window, bang the door.
Hey, don't ruin it.
Okay.
All right. We've already done a parody of it already. It's all sitting there, raring to go.
Have we got clearance for this?
No. From the playlist clerk. Oh. Copyright Mark and Lard, 2001.
Thanks, boys.
No, it says we have to wait.
Till when?
Huh?
Till when?
I don't know. I think he's just putting us off because he doesn't like us parodying the records. That's what it is, because the guy's got no sense of humour.
I thought we were radio renegades who are above the law.
But maybe we should just play it, then. We should just play it. Stuff him. The thing is, it's so close to the original, you won't be able to tell the difference anyway. He doesn't listen anyway. He doesn't listen to the show. He's too busy listening to new challenges. What's he saying?
How'd you like my skill?
No, he's not. Listen. That's not how you like my.
Yeah, how you like my.
How you like that?
The first one, listen.
I'll put a tenner on it.
How do you know?
Put, do you want a bet? Tenner? Quickly. Shake my hand.
Okay. Not going near that, love.
Tenner.
Well, it's been.
Well, hang on, you're saying... But he doesn't say... Well, hang on, what's the bet then?
That I'm saying that he's saying, how do you like my... And you're betting that
he's saying, how do you like my... How do you,
how
like,
you
my,
like my...
How you like ma. Right. Ready? He says, how you like ma in the middle, but either side of that, I'm not convinced. Do you know what I mean?
He's just freestyling.
So you're saying it's how you like my, how you like my, how you like my
skill.
Nah, £10, he's not saying that.
Tenner.
You're on, yeah. On. Spit on that. How's he saying?
His pronunciation's bad, isn't it?
Isn't that? It's dreadful. Mm. He can't talk properly.
He needs to project.
Yeah. Should he, you should go to actually kill yourself lessons.
Yeah.
Skell? What skell? Isn't that somewhere up north?
Is that skem?
What?
Summertime crew.
And what does he say at the end? Cuban?
Cuban, like a cigar.
He's buying cigars.
What a summertime crew.
What cigars would you like, my friend?
Cuban.
Oh, that's lovely.
Rolled on the thighs of virgins.
I like ma, I like ma, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Oh, never, never in a million years. I'll take that £10 off you. Okay, you know we're talking about the big checks that you two greedy goods would like to see these checks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Chris, blah, 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 blah. About the check thing, you can actually use anything as a check. The most bizarre check ever accepted was written on the side of a cow. Thank you very much, Tim.
There you go.
I'd like to point out that in this country, in theory, you can write a check on anything as long as it contains all the required information and is signed. Although the vast majority of banks will not accept this, a check is simply an IOU and really can be written on anything. One of my housemates wrote me a check on a pair of his boxers, and my bank had to ring his bank to check that the account was valid and in credit before they would cash it. The bank had to keep that check, brackets the boxers, for 10 years. That's great fun. I've been told that checks have been written on an egg and a cow before.
Don't read that next bit.
Although the point... why? Although I think that
was... something disparaging about the American people.
Although I think that was in the USA and they are a bunch of... What was that word?
All right.
And then a very, very funny email comes in from our very hilarious listeners, from Steve-O, who we've mentioned already on the show today. Steve-O, who's obviously called Steve-O, because he doesn't have any brain cells-O upstairs in his head. And he's done the old joke, right, of, dear Chris and the team, I'm sending a check round to your studios. He's called Patrick, and he likes bagels. You see what he's done there? You see that?
It's very clever.
He's sending a check round. You see what he's done? Right, check as in
the nationality.
Yeah,
Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, so he's sending a check. Right, you see, However, he has spelt it C H E Q U E, exactly the same as a check that you would write. So you completely got the gag wrong, you moron. Last time I played this record, we did some jokes at the end of it where Dave and I hilariously snored. And a lot of miserable Radiohead fans emailed in going, I listen to your show all the time and I'll never listen again because you're crap and you take the mic out of Radiohead. Right. I'd just like to say that we will make comments at the end of this Radiohead song and you can go and stuff your heads up your own arses because it's just a joke and you should get a life.
Let's dance.
Yeah. Although it's starting to grow on me. Fungus. This is Radiohead Pyramid Song. I like bits and bobs of Radiohead stuff, I must admit, right? And the Radiohead fans take it all so seriously. Not all of them, but really nasty, vicious emails from them. From about 10, 12 people last time we played it and we made snoring effects at the end of the record. So just to save ourselves getting misery from these people, if you'd like to know what myself and Dave think of that record, then log on to Radio 1
online
at www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, and then view the webcam shots, and you have until 5:01 when the picture changes. And that will pretty much, that sums up, that photograph there sums up what we think of that...
I think so.
Record, the new record, Pyramid Song, from the what's the phrase, though? Excellent band, Radiohead.
Respect.
From the award-winning creative band that is Radiohead. Mm. View the webcam shot to find out what we think of that record. Pyramid Song, which I believe comes out on Monday, is that right?
Okay.
And if you're a fan of Radiohead, be listening to Mark and Lard all next week from 1 o'clock. They've got a superb competition called Kid A to Z.
That's clever, that,
Kid
isn't it?
A yeah. to Z. They'll be giving you the chance to go with them to Verona and sit in on their show with Radiohead live in the studio. So if you're a big fan of Radiohead, top prize. Be able to sit opposite Tom York and meet him and chat with him and see him sing. It'll be great. Next week from 1 o'clock with Mark Allard on Radio 1.
This is Radio 1.
Come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. One.
Sing, 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 sing.
This is
One Music.
Keep on giving me the hold up. You know I wish you'd make your mind up.
This is Radio One Music.
You're as cold as ice.
Yeah.
You're willing to
take it up. One Music. One station.
Radio One.
Out of Reach from Gabrielle from the Bridget Jones soundtrack.
Big Knickers.
Right, 08700 100 100 if you're going to be on karaoke, we'll do it in half an hour. If you're going to be in your car at 5:30 stuck in traffic and you want to sing, 08700 100 100, call now.
Radio 1.
Eva Madonna coming up after news and sport with Carister and Alan.
Start that again.
You think I should?
Yeah, it's rubbish.
Besides, they're not even ready yet. Mm. I'm sitting up in Newsbeat upstairs. I've been just watching the studio, isn't that right, Carolyn?
No.
Yeah, we walked in at 10 seconds to 5.
Briggy walked out at 5 seconds to 5.
Don't blame it on somebody else.
Radio 1.
Right, music still to come from Eva Madonna. After news of sport with Carolyn and Alistair, it's 5 o'clock.
Jane Andrews is found guilty of murder.
In sport, can Liverpool end 17 years of waiting?
Radio 1.
The Duchess of York's former assistant, Jane Andrews, has been jailed for life after being convicted of murdering her boyfriend, Thomas Cressman, died during a row about getting married. The Old Bailey jury didn't believe she'd been acting in self-defense. Thomas Cressman's dad, Harry, says the jury made the right decision.
I feel the worst part, without any doubt, was hearing the story of her battering him first with a cricket bat and then sticking a knife into him. Partially removing it and sticking it into him again. What could be worse for any father?
An inquest in Bournemouth has heard how a teenage mother bled to death after deliberately starving herself. 18-year-old Amy Gwilliam weighed just 6.5 stone when she died. The coroner recorded a verdict of natural causes. The teenage son of the chairman of the Metropolitan Police Authority has been arrested on drug charges. 17-year-old Matthew Harris was picked up at the Fridge at Brixton in London. He's now on bail. Striking Brittany Ferries workers on 2 boats stranded in the French port of Cherbourg have voted to end their action. 3 other ferries are still stuck at Wistrom and Roscoff. Liverpool's entered the record books for producing the most number one singles per person living there. It works out as 1 for every 9,000 Liverpudlians.
And more history beckons for the city tonight. A win over Alaves in the UEFA Cup final will make Liverpool the first English side ever to win 3 cups in one season. 1984 was the last time the Reds lifted a European trophy. Follow the action on 5 Live this evening or watch it on BBC One. Gareth Southgate has resigned as club captain at Aston Villa, and Yorkshire's Ryan Sidebottom is preparing for an England debut against Pakistan in the first test at Lord's tomorrow. That's if Craig White fails a fitness test on his bad back. I'm Alistair Bruce Ball.
Jingle, jingle music, go! The weather, heavy showers moving across England and Wales overnight. Breezy in Scotland and Northern Ireland, and tomorrow a mixture of sunny spells and showers, including hail and thunder. Next from us in 45 minutes, the full story of Fergie's former dresser who turned killer when she murdered her boyfriend. Plus all the sport, including a special report from Lord's as England get ready for that test with Pakistan in the first test of the summer, and we're also in Dortmund for the build-up to the Liverpool game. That's on Newsbeat at 5:45.
Are there enough minutes in that Newsbeat bulletin to cram all that information in?
Yes.
Well, there you go then. That answered my question, didn't it? Can I just ask you, Alistair, about the boxing on Saturday?
Yes.
Basically, am I right? I'm not a big boxing expert, but I do enjoy the sport, and I'm kind of right in saying that it's the equivalent of Audley going in and fighting with, you know, a rabbit.
That's what I hear. There were a few lads in the office yesterday who were saying they probably stood as much chance, if not more, than this guy going in with Audley Harrison. But I wouldn't be so confident as to step in with the big man. But I think it's a bit of a mismatch.
Do you have any tips, maybe? round one, round two?
Oh, I see.
10 seconds?
Yeah, 10 seconds might be a bit early. Let's go 27 seconds, third punch.
27 seconds. Okay, all right. Well, there you go. I think I'm going to go for round one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I was watching it on the news the other day. There's like a press conference with a guy, and the guy looks like some kind of Jerry Springer audience member.
He's come over without his manager, without his coach, because they were too busy working, doing
coach,
other things.
Am I right in saying his coach is not going to get here until 2 days before the fight?
Something like that.
That's superb.
Yeah, and his quotes were sort of, I'm a bit overwhelmed by this all that sort of thing. So
what's he doing? He's obviously in town on his own, kicking around, just going to a few pubs and sending off postcards.
Yeah, exactly. He's having a good time.
He hasn't got a hope in hell, has he?
Well, see, no, I think Audley's a good bet on that one.
Well,
I say, Chris.
Good luck to Audley, or as Audrey, as it sounds like his brother calls him in this advert. Have you heard the advert we're running for? Here we go.
Nope.
Listen to this.
He's a clever boy.
This weekend,
he's a big kid.
Britain's Olympic boxing champion starts his new job.
Audley Harrison has won.
Audley,
he's done it.
And a new mission.
The heavyweight champion of the world by the time I'm 34.
At Wembley Arena.
Proud of my big brother Audley. Being world champion will make me even prouder.
He's a thinker. Just left hand.
There you go. You hear that?
Audrey.
Yeah, yeah, it did sound like Audrey.
Well, it does. And this is the guy's brother.
Yeah.
This is Audley's brother calling him Audrey.
Audley. Being world champion, mate.
There you go.
Audley.
Audrey. I just like it.
Big brother Audley.
Audrey.
Big brother Audley.
Big brother Audrey. Right, thanks, Ed.
Radio 1. Jingle, jingle music, go.
It's about that time, yeah.
Big brother Audley.
Big brother Audrey. If you're listening to the show this time the other week, last week I think it was, for some bizarre reason we tried to see how many digestive biscuits we can get into our mouth.
Mm.
And then we did marshmallows on Friday.
Where did this come from?
From some silly phone call. So now it's elevated beyond... it's just got completely out of control. Have you noticed that? When I start saying something, I don't know what I'm going to say. I completely change my tact. It's elevated beyond... It's out of control. I'm just like Will when he reads the sports news.
Sports update.
It's 25 to 7, I'm Will Kinder. We begin with cricket. Rain has stopped play in the first Cornhill Insurance Test match at Headingley, and perhaps that's the best for England. In their second innings, they were 143 for 6. Oh. Reminder of the scores, England in their first innings scored 198, and in reply, the West Indies made 173.
Right.
And I'm just being told that second innings score, 143 for 6, is now a close of play score.
Right.
As far as we are aware, the rain has made the match being called off.
Right.
Try that again. Yeah. The rain for today has made the taken the...
The what?
I'll forget that bit. Let's go on to something else.
Oh, okay, very wise indeed. Nice one, Will. Right, FHM comes out on Friday. It's the Top 100 Babes issue. And we're obviously getting everybody to vote for Lizzie in it. But more importantly than that now, we're not even bothered about the result.
Not important, really.
Yeah, it's not important.
In the top 100.
Yeah, or 200.
Yeah, we don't care.
Or just outside at 1,049. Yeah. It doesn't matter, anyway. Because Lizzie's always in a photo shoot for FHM. And she looks gorgeous. How did you describe what you're wearing, Lizzie? It was something like...
What?
How did you describe the dress that you're wearing in the
FHM? Dental floss.
Dental floss, there you go. It's more than that, though. I mean, I don't want anybody getting all pervy over it. But we would like you to go out and buy as many copies as you can to have a look at Lizzie in all her beautiful skateboarding boy-looking glory. She looks quite female, actually. Mm.
She's kind of got, like, a skirt on.
Well, it's a dress.
A dress.
Yeah. And high heels.
Yeah.
Friday is when it comes out, so make sure you get your copy. I believe there's a is there an interview with you as well on there, Lizzie, or is it just photos?
What's that?
Is there an interview with you as well, or is it just photos?
Yes, there's an interview.
What are you doing in there?
I'm on the phone.
Send out
sitting, sitting on the phone?
What?
Well, she's all giggly and all. I don't know what she's doing. What's she doing? You know, she's getting worse, isn't she? What is wrong with you? You're getting all giggly in there.
I'm trying to conduct...
Is this you and your bits for this week? Are you playing around in there?
Yeah, giggling and talking about makeup, that kind of thing.
Look at the face on her there, look.
What?
Are you in a mood?
No. I've got crisps stuck in my teeth.
Really? You see?
God.
Oh. Well, you know, while you fellas away, you might be getting a little bit bored.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
When did he get back?
This morning.
Really?
So you've not seen him yet, then?
No.
So when are you going to see your fella?
Probably at the weekend.
Wow. Just think of the suntan and love bites he'll be able to find on his body. From other women. From slutty tarty women that he picks up when he was on his stag week.
Did he suggest you should wait until the weekend before you saw each other?
No, I'm busy.
Yeah, of course you are. Mm. What are you doing tonight, Liz?
I'm watching the football.
What are you doing tomorrow night?
I'm going to be preparing for Friday when we go out.
Okay, all right. Well, there you go. In other words, he said, what, how's he talking again? All right, tell you what there, Lizzie, love, right? As much as I missed you while I was on my week away with the boys, I'm ready for some hot loving, but why don't we see each other the weekend, right? Because I've got things to do.
Roll around the haystack.
Visit the doctors, that kind of thing.
That's right, yeah. I've got a couple of things I need to clear up. I'll be with you as soon as I can. All right, Lizzie was saying the other day, I said, you're not worried about him cheating on you? And she goes,
oh, God, shut up.
Cheat on me? I'm a catch. And I think maybe he caught something as well when he was out there. Oh, you never know. When are we going to meet tractor riding boy?
I'm going to put it off as long as possible.
All right, Aaron, nice to meet you. You've heard so much about you. Some straw?
No, I'm all right, thanks very much.
Here's Aunt Sally.
I'm sure he's great.
I'm sure he's lovely. Mm. We're just obviously...
We're just goofing on him because we know we've run out of material. It's 5:15.
Yeah.
Another half hour to fill.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
No, I'm not really. It's funny.
No.
Are you the Balika Radio Tractor?
You sound just like him.
Okay, anyway, so the point of this link was Lizzie in FHM comes out Friday. So you are under strict instructions to not let anybody show you the magazine until we're on the air.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. You're not allowed to see it.
Have you seen it?
That would be telling.
You have?
That would be telling.
Have you?
Maybe I haven't.
We just don't know.
Yeah. There's some good outtake photos as well. You know. And a hidden camera in the changing room as well. Right. Do you know about that? In the end, did you get clear?
I asked for it.
Yeah, well, wouldn't be your first time. FHM, Friday, and we'll give you all the details Friday afternoon of what page and all that, but Lizzie, in her beautiful feminine glory, wearing a dress...
Dental floss.
I think you're sitting down in the picture.
Yeah.
Are your legs crossed?
No.
Probably not.
No change there, then. Yep. Boo! You can go now. Bye!
Bye!
I'm dying over here. I'm just trying to find out what I'm going to have for my tea tonight. And Richard, our producer, is going, no, you can't have that. It's fattening. No, you can't have that. No, it's a good grease in it. No, you can't have that. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm not off the drink. I'm not drinking. I'm training. I want something to eat tonight that I'm going to enjoy.
Basically, everything that tastes good is bad for you.
Yeah. So I thought, I'll have a nice Chinese. He goes, no, you can't have a Chinese. I mean, you could have Indian. You could have Indian if you wanted, but nothing creamy. So he says I can have chicken go crazy. And I went, cool, I'll have that with egg fried rice and keema naan. He goes, no. It'd be plain rice. That's boring.
But he's not a trained nutritionist anyway.
The guy who drinks like 8 bottles of red wine on a Friday night. Comes into work the next day, big red teeth.
Count Dracula.
Yeah. Anyway. Right, I shall have something tasty and nutritious this evening. Will that keep you happy? Yeah? Good. All right, it's time to see how many Jaffa Cakes we can fit into our mouths. Here we go. Right, lovely, lovely.
And a very good afternoon. On Wednesday, May 16th, this is Radio 1. My name's Alan Duffelcoat. Mwah, I'm gorgeous. And now it's time to find out how many Jaffa Cakes can a team fit into their mouths. Today, the contestants are Comedy Dave, Lizzie, and Chris Chunky Moyles. We have Jaffa Cakes in front of us, but the question is, how many Jaffa Cakes can we get into our own mouths? The contestants are standing by. The Jaffa Cakes are standing by. Let's play. How many Jaffa Cakes can we fit in our mouths? Whose idea was Jaffa Cakes?
Yours.
Oh, was it? No, oh, there you go then. All right. No, all right. Okay, so we have a couple of packets of Jaffa Cakes here. Obviously, I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to get them in my mouth. Then I'm going to... I'm not going to swallow, I'm going to spit. Only because I was looking on the side of the packet. Not that I'm getting obsessed or anything, but I believe it's 49 calories per Jaffa Cake. Is that right? Something like that, isn't it? Dave?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, great, okay, you're a genius, all right.
48, yeah.
All right. But 1 gram of fat. But apparently you can have 80 grams of fat a day, says producer Richard, so that's just 80 Jaffa Cakes for breakfast and the rest, you know.
Rocking.
Okay. Who would like to go first? Lizzie?
Yes, please.
All right, how many Jaffa Cakes can we get to your mouth? Now, are you going to bite into them to make more room, or are you just going to...
Well, no, didn't we agree that's against the rules? You've got to try and put them in whole.
Okay.
Yeah?
Well, all right, I don't think you'll get as many in, but...
Try it.
All right. Here we go. One. Two.
That's not attractive, is it?
Three. Can she get any more in? Oh, oh, she's crushing it. Four. That's the limit.
I think that face is going to be FHM on Friday.
Did Lizzie gag? Did you gag? Oh, have you got sick?
No, I didn't. I just spat them out.
Oh, there you go. That's all right then, as long as it wasn't something disgusting. All right, so four. The last one did break.
Yeah.
Was that allowed?
Yeah, I think so.
Right, okay, so Lizzie makes the rules after she has her first attempt. Right, shall I go next?
Yeah,
or do you want to go next? You want to go last?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Don't worry, by the way, if my trainer Jane is listening, I won't swallow, I will spit. Here we go. Right. I'm going to put five out in front of me in the hope that I can get more in than you, all right? You're going to count them as they go into my mouth. By the way, please do not try this at home. As we said before, we are trained morons, and we are experienced in these entertainment radio matters. Do not try this game at home. Or indeed at a Jaffa Cake factory.
Get on with it. One. Two. Three.
Oh, man. That was really hard. And you got four in.
Absolutely.
You're a big gob freak, you really are.
Okay. You ready?
Oh. Oh, my machine's gone. My sound effects machine's gone bust.
Turn it off. There you go. We'll just wait while it warms up again.
Okay, right. Okay, so Lizzie's in the lead with four Jaffa Cakes. Dave has to beat four for a chance to win.
Okay.
Find out if he wins or not after this commercial break.
Radio 1, live in 2001.
The story so far.
Far, far.
This year, Radio 1 has brought you some of the biggest live music events ever. In London, Stereophonics of the Scala, the Dance Anthems Tour, Essential Relief, Craig David to Radio Theatre, and One Big Sunday Swansea. Now, there's more, much more. Iron Napa, Greenfield, Limp Bizkit, Team R, Gatecrasher, Mardi Gras, and more. One Big Sunday.
For further details on any Radio 1 live event, go online to www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. One love, one live, Radio 1.
Right, the jingle machine is bust, I'm afraid, so I'm just going to have to do a live drum roll for
you. Okay.
Comedy Dave, how many Jaffa Cakes can you get into your mouth? Are you ready?
Ready.
Let's go. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. It's a new world record! Comedy Dave has got five Jaffa Cakes into his mouth. They're sitting there. Have you spat them out, Dave?
Yeah.
There you go. He spat out two, and he swallowed the other three because he's a big fat greedy pig. Congratulations, Dave, our Jaffa Cake in the mouth winner! Whatever they're saying. It's Nelly and an excellent single called Ride
With Me.
Not with me, right? Not whip me. Wit me.
Wit.
Wit.
Wit. Me.
Wit.
Me.
Wit.
Me.
Wit.
Me. Me. Me.
Right, leave it. Right, it's time for karaoke then, here we go. Lion 1, Birmingham, hello.
Hello, Chris.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good night, whereabouts are you?
I'm just outside Solihull.
Just outside Solihull.
Actually, Solihull, the posh area.
I was going to apologise. And what's your name?
Louise.
What car are you driving?
Blue Mondeo.
Ah, comedy car.
Yes, yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, everyone's got one. Yeah. Everyone's got one.
Well,
not the original, sorry.
Mm, sorry, it's all right. Right, you ready to sing?
I am.
All right,
yeah.
Hang on there. Scotland, hello.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
Hey, Brian.
Brian, who are you with?
Andrew.
Andrew?
Andy.
Andy, all right, Andy will do. And whereabouts are you exactly?
We are just cut off the M74 that you've just cut off.
All right, very nice. So what are you driving?
A big white
Transit
van.
There you go, it's the old white van thing. Which
yeah,
we love.
We'll cut you off any day.
Your what?
Cut you off any day.
In terms of driving. Oh, right, I see. Okay, well, because I can cut him off. Should I do that or not?
No.
No. Right. Right, hang on there then. Leeds, hello.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
I'm Donna.
Whereabouts in Leeds are you, Donna?
I'm just on Kirkstall Road in Leeds.
Oh, nice. You're going home?
I am going home from work, yeah.
Where's home?
Bramhope.
Oh.
Ooh.
Hey, nice car, then. What car are you in?
Z3.
Z3. Oh, yeah. Very nice. How old are you, Donna?
27.
Single?
No, I'm not.
Right. And line 4, hello, Nottingham.
Hello, Sheffield.
Is that where you are?
Yeah.
Why have I got Nottingham written down here, then?
Because we're in Nottingham now, in Sheffield.
Ian, you've only been hanging on for 5 minutes. How fast are you driving?
We're full on now.
Oh, okay, all right. So we'll call you Sheffield then, right?
Right.
What are you driving?
White van.
White van, another one. Yeah. And what's your name?
Dean and Steve.
Dean?
Yeah.
I love the name Dean. It's so posh, isn't it? Named after a saint, of course. Saint Dean, the patron saint of carjackers.
Mm.
Right, are you ready then, Dean?
Yep, ready.
All right, you ready, Leeds?
We are ready.
You ready, Scotland?
Ready.
Ready, Birmingham?
Ready.
All right, the song today is Britney Spears. As usual, the rules are you have to sing along with the song. If you don't know the words, you have to make them up. No swearing, keep it clean, make it funny. Start with Birmingham. You ready? Go!
Ooh, baby, baby. How was I supposed to know that something wasn't right?
Scotland!
Oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go. But now you're out of time.
Leeds!
Show me how you wanna do me.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me, baby, do I need to let you?
And Sheffield, go for the chorus.
Follow me, it's killing me. I'm a stupid.
Keep going.
When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Give me, baby, one more time.
Birmingham, go.
We deserve it.
Keep going, keep going.
But something wasn't right.
Scotland!
Oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go.
Yeah, that'll do, I suppose. Leeds!
Show me how you wanna do me. Tell me, baby.
Very nice. Right. And all together, go for the chorus. Yeah, all right, that'll do. Thank you very much. Round of applause. Yeah. Right, okay. Okay, so votes for Birmingham out of 10, Dave?
6.
Scotland?
4.
Leeds?
5.
Sheffield?
8.
Yay! Well done to Louise and Brian and Andy and Donna, but big, big congratulations to Dean and Steve in Sheffield! Are you professional singers? Obviously not. All right, lovely. All right. Thanks very much for that. I will do another karaoke same time next time. Thanks for listening. Dave Pearce is coming up. Back tomorrow at 3. This is Spiller. Oh, God! Oh, yeah! Dallas Peterson is going to be on at midnight tonight. John Peel is on at 10. And the evening session with Steve Lamack from 8 o'clock. Tonight he's got an interview with Blink 182, an exclusive track for them, and there's more session tracks from Bright Eyes.
Burning like fire.
Thanks, Dave. And coming up next, Dave Pearce at 6 o'clock.
Radio 1.
Spiller's Groove Chat, If This Ain't Love. Coming up, your chance to win a reporting stint at the Dance Star Awards with Dave Pearce.
Rocker Lula.
Thank you very much. After Karen and the Newsbeat, it's 5:45.
Fergie's former assistant is jailed for murder.
Having lost a son at her hands, how can I have sorrow for her?
Also tonight, Tony Blair runs into trouble on the campaign trail.
Nurses and staff are doing their best, and you're just not giving them the money to make the facility.
Plus, England hope for more test match glory at Lord's.
And in less than 2 hours, Liverpool kick off hoping to complete a unique cup treble. I'm Matt Williams with the fans in Dortmund.
Radio 1 News Newsbeat.
But first tonight, Jane Andrews, the former assistant to the Duchess of York, has been found guilty of murdering her wealthy boyfriend. The jury at the Old Bailey decided she deliberately beat Thomas Cressman round the head with a cricket bat as he slept before stabbing him twice with a kitchen knife in their home at Fulham in London last September.